She goes by Jelana, and just Jelana, like the musician Prince, no last name. She slips off ballet slippers after a rehearsal with Ballet Idaho, and Jelana carefully wraps the pink ribbons around the shoes as she talks about her mentor, George Balanchine.
He was a genius as far as I'm concerned.
George Balanchine is known as the father of American ballet. He immigrated to the U.S. from Russia in 1933, and he founded the School of American Ballet, which trains dancers to this day. Eventually, he created the New York City Ballet, and that's where he and Jelana met.
I was lucky. It was one of the lucky ones when I got into the company. I got in when I was 12. I was just at the right place at the right time, and Mr. Balanchine asked me if I'd like to join the company, and being 12 years old at the time, what are you going to say? No. Sure. Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
It was so much fun. Jelana was with the company for 20 years. Today, she has her own dance school in California, and she travels teaching Balanchine's style. She's been helping Ballet Idaho get ready to perform Balanchine's Serenade.
It's an honor for us, a huge honor, because she worked with Mr. Balanchine, and it doesn't get any better than that.
That's Peter Anastas, Ballet Idaho's artistic director.
There's lots of people who stage his ballets now who never worked with him. There's nothing wrong with that. They stage what they stage. But Jelana really worked with him. So when she speaks, people listen.
Jelana came to Boise last year for the first time to stage Serenade. The performance was so popular, the company decided to bring Jelana and the ballet back. She studied a video of last year's performance to make this year's even better.
I was thrilled because I thought they had done a really wonderful job. But then I looked at it and I thought, you know, I think they should be moving more. And if I can get them to do that, it'll be even that much better.
Jelana was in Balanchine's original Serenade in New York. And over the years, she's danced every part. Jelana says she believes Balanchine wanted her to go on and help dancers like those at Ballet Idaho.
He would invite me to attend these seminars that he gave for teachers in the summertime. And even though I was dancing in the company, he invited me to come in and listen. And I think in the back of his mind, he knew that one day I was going to be teaching his teachings.
It has been 30 years since George Balanchine died, and over the years, choreographers have taken his work and given it their own style.
I just think that things have gotten very exaggerated there in their teaching, and it certainly isn't the same as it was when Mr. Balanchine was there, which I'm sorry about.
No. I think it's a common thing in art. The disciples are much more attenuated than the masters. The masters have a simple message. The disciples are the ones who make it all crazy.
But Jelana is one Balanchine disciple who has not strayed. She says when she teaches, she tries to stay as true to the master's technique as she can. So tonight, when the curtain lifts on 17 women in their light blue tutus, arms raised toward the sun, the audience will see Serenade as the legendary Balanchine intended it. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.